The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict is taking place at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City this morning. The former pontiff died on Saturday. He was 95. Our religion correspondent, Alva Keneally.
For 3 days, over 160,000 people filed into St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican to pay their respects to Pope Emeritus Benedict. Given that he resigned from his position in 2013, he lay in state without the symbols of the papal office like the crozier or pallium. This morning, Pope Francis will preside at the Requiem Mass of his predecessor, a moment in history for the Catholic Church. Normally, at a papal funeral, there are two prayers of intercession on behalf of the Church of Rome and of the Eastern Rite churches. Today, there'll be one prayer for the deceased Pope Emeritus. Ireland's ambassador to the Holy See will attend the funeral, and one of the liturgical readings will be read by Mary Maguire, who's from Letterkenny in the Diocese of Raphoe. At the end of the Mass, Pope Francis will impart the final blessing over the coffin of the former Pope, which will be brought to the crypt of St. Peter's Basilica. Alva Keneally, RTE News, Vatican City.
And there is live coverage now of the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict on RTE1 television and the RT News Channel. The funeral mass will also be available to listeners on RT Radio 1 Extra from 8:30 a.m. A 55-year-old man has died following a bus crash in County Westmeath. There were around 20 passengers on board the bus and a number of people were taken to hospital for treatment. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
Gardaí say the bus, which was travelling on the old N6 between Moat and Athlone, left the road and hit a ditch at around 5:30 yesterday evening. The driver of the bus, a 55-year-old man, was seriously injured. He was taken to the Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore, where he later died. There were around 20 passengers on board the bus at the time. Some were taken to hospital for treatment. However, their injuries are not life-threatening. The road is closed and a forensic collision investigation will begin this morning. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward and any road users with video footage are asked to make this available. Sinead Hussey, RTE News, Moat, County Westmeath.
The US technology company Amazon has announced it aims to shed more than 18,000 jobs from its workforce globally as it cuts costs. Around 5,000 Irish-based employees work for Amazon. Amazon is the latest big technology firm to unveil major layoffs as the cost of living crisis sees customers cut back on spending. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
In November, US media reported that Amazon was planning 10,000 job cuts globally, but overnight the company announced that the actual number would be more than 18,000. Affected staff will be informed from the 18th of January, and Amazon said while it would typically tell impacted employees first, it was making the announcement now because of an external leak. The layoffs represent 6% of Amazon's 300,000 corporate workforce and will largely impact the e-commerce and human resources divisions. The company cited the uncertain economic outlook and rapid hiring in recent years. Amazon employs around 5,000 people in Ireland and last year opened a new warehouse and processing facility in Dublin. In November, amid the first reports of global job cuts, the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said job losses were not anticipated for Amazon Ireland, but added that that could change.
European Union government officials have recommended that people travelling from China to the EU should provide a negative COVID-19 test result before boarding a flight. Officials from all 27 member states met in Brussels yesterday to consider a coordinated approach to the virus outbreak in China as Beijing plans to ease travel restrictions from this weekend. They discussed a number of recommendations, including the wearing of face masks on flights to and from China. France has agreed to step up its military support of Ukraine by supplying armoured fighting vehicles. Separately, the United States President Joe Biden has confirmed that the US is considering sending infantry vehicles. John Kirby is the White House National Security Spokesman.
We are working in lockstep with the Ukrainians to support them on the battlefield every single day, and we're doing it at record speed. The war has evolved over time in terms of what their needs are. We're trying to stay apace with those needs and capabilities, and we'll do that going forward.
In the United States, evacuation orders and advisories are in place in parts of Northern California as a major storm hits the coast. Regions that have been hit by wildfires in the past were among the first places to be told to evacuate due to concerns about flooding and landslides. California's governor has declared a state of emergency. The lotto jackpot has been won for the first time since October. Last night's top prize was worth just over 11 million euro. The winning ticket was sold in County Limerick. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Windy today with fresh or strong and gusty southwest winds developing. Very strong at times on west and northwest coasts. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain or drizzle. Driest in the east during the morning. The rain will clear eastwards later in the afternoon and evening, with well scattered showers following. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will increase to gale force or strong gale force on Irish coastal waters from Valentia to Errishead to Fairhead, becoming confined to coastal waters from Slinehead to Rossonpoint to Fairhead tonight.